How much does God care about me? Well, listen to Ephesians 3, verses 18 and 19. Now, this is something that's hard for you to wrap your mind around, the human part of you. So don't worry about wrapping your brain around this. Wrap your spirit around this. Just trust. Just believe. And may you be able to feel, that's physical, and understand, that's mental, as all God's children should, how long, how wide, how deep, and how high His love really is. And to experience this love for yourselves. Now listen to this. Though it is so great that you will never see the end of it. That's pretty great, isn't it? Or fully know or understand it. And so at last, you will be filled up with God Himself. That's right. I don't understand that. But I know it. I believe it. I don't understand God's love. But I know that I've received God's love. And it feels good. Do you know how great it is to feel and to be excited even during cancer or during Agent Orange or during all this other garbage? Do you realize how good it feels not to fear death? Realizing it finally that death has no authority? That's an awesome feeling. But my body is still afraid. My body still rejects. You are going to reject dying. And you are going to have the physical fears of it. Because you're human. And it's going to affect you because we were never created to die. Sin came in. And because of sin, we had to die. Because we were not allowed to come in the presence of God in a sinful nature. And God had promised that He would allow us to live with Him. Jesus said He got a house built for us. It's nice. Built with pure love. It's awesome. Have you seen it, Larry? No, I don't need to. Because I know. I know that I serve a Savior that wants to give to you and me all the luxury of living. Do you know that you have never been told not to enjoy the fruit of your labor? As a matter of fact, you are told to enjoy. Enjoy that fruit that you've worked hard for. Enjoy it. Just do not put your trust in it. You put your trust in the Christ that loves you. How much? I don't know. What do you understand? I can't. Why would God love me so much? Now, you and I think we love. Do we really? Do you love your fellow man so much that if it comes to it, that young child that you have that you love so dear, it comes down to the point, and it said, you give up your child, and these will live. Those who are harassing you, those who are threatening you, those who want to kill you, those who are doing all manner of evil, you give your child, and they'll live. You're not going to do that. When a preacher, you know what I do. Yes, I do. Because you have so much love for that child, you're not going to give your child for that. You know, God did. He gave His child for you and me. While we were still sinners, Christ died for you and for me. How much does God care? He cared so much that He gave His only begotten Son. And then He looked at all creation, and what did He say? Whosoever Not you, you, not you. You, you, not you. No, no. He said, whosoever will, let him come. I'm a whosoever. I was offered the love of God Almighty, and I accepted that love. Don't understand that love, but I do know this, that God loves so much that the love that he pours out on us has overflowed into those around us. I have a son that wears the blue uniform every day and puts a weapon on his side every day. And every day, don't you think for a moment that his mom and I and all those who love him don't tremble at the fact of a police officer going out knowing there's a target on him now. But you see, I know someone greater than all the evil that exists out there. And my son knows Jesus. And Jesus knows him. And protection will be there. But if not, and it becomes his time, I know this. He will never die alone. Because God, his Father in heaven, won't allow it. Jesus says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Moms, dads, we can't be with them, can we? I mean, we want to go to college with them. We want to go to college and make sure all the dorms next door and everything else are cleared away from snotty-nosed boys. We want to protect because that's our heart. And God says, you're my heart. You're my heart. I protect my heart. Jesus, you're my heart. They put him on a cross, stuck him in a hole, rolled a rock up there. Woo! We're going to be talking about that soon, Randy. Rolled a rock right there on the door so nobody could get him out. They forgot something. He said, Abba, Father, while he was on the cross. Abba, translated, is daddy out of Hebrew. He looked to the heaven. Abba, Father, daddy, Father. And God, the scripture says, came looking for his boy. And the rock was rolled away. You know what was messed up on that one, Brother Randy? They forgot who the creator of the rocks were. And they forgot that the seal of the Roman Empire means nothing to the hand of God. And when one of his children's in trouble, well, God have mercy on the rocks. If you read that story closely, did you know that earthquake cracked all the rocks? That's what earthquakes do. You don't mess with God when his child is in trouble. Are you getting the point on this? I'm talking about how much God loves. I can't explain it. That's how much he loves. He cares enough to reveal himself. He reveals himself to you. Mark accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of his life, like all the rest of us who've accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, because God revealed himself to him. He does it in many different ways. And God says, won't you come? Why? He wants us to be a part of his family. And when you're a part of the family of God, folks, you got it made. Now you listen to me. You got it made. Now, I'll tell you and I'll admit this. Your retirement's out of this world, but that's some awesome retirement you're going to. You're going to be with the Son of God, with God himself. And God sent his only begotten Son because the only way you and I can come in the presence of God is spiritually. Born again, born anew, born from above. I know Jesus. He cared enough to reveal himself. Colossians 1:15, Christ is the invisible image of the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. And they tried to keep him in with a rock. Really? Well, good gracious, they couldn't even keep Lazarus dead. Lord, don't you worry right now, because he'd been dead 4 days. Surely he stinketh. Always got to use the old English on that. It just vibrates them. Surely he stinketh. Sometimes I think about that, about the Christian faith with some folk who say, yes, well, surely it stinketh. Because we need to understand the power that is right at the fingertips of your spirit. The power to talk to God, your Creator. The power that God gives us in the Spirit. When our body is broken and we can't move and we're lying in bed. Sickness, illness, deathbed, whatever it is. We are the only ones that's created that can go back in time with our mind, with our spirit. I can see my childhood. Wasn't a lot of good there. But I can see it. I can see the touches of God's hands through life. That was all good. I see it. And I can do that in the spirit that my Savior gave me. You might be able to break this body and this body may collapse right in your presence. But I got news for you. I got a spirit. And I got a spirit that outshines the sun. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun, Brother Ray. Ought to be a song about that. I got that home, that peace, that assurance. But I hurt physically just like you do. I hurt emotionally just like you do. I look at my past and think so often, how could you be so dumb? And then I realize it was pretty easy for me to be dumb, because that's the human existence. So Christ came with power and love to supersede in authority my human existence. Larry, your body's going to die. You don't have to. I choose life. I choose life out of the womb, and I choose life out of the spirit. I choose Christ. Jesus says, I love you, and it just so happens I believe it. I feel him. It's not that I felt him. I feel him. I know he's real. He cares enough to rescue me from a meaningless life. Now listen, folks, I don't care how much money you have or how much you're making. I don't care how many jobs that you have. Well, let me tell you what I've warned young couples about for years and years and years. Well, we're burning the candle at both ends. 2 to 3 jobs so our family, so our kids will be able to have what all the other kids have. And my warning is always the same. What good is all of what you can offer physically, all the wealth, if one day you go home and your family doesn't know you? You no longer have that family because you missed the love of the family. We chase the dollar. Chase the life. Follow the love. How the dollars will come. Follow the love. Follow the peace that Christ will offer. That connection spiritually. I don't care how far away you'll be then. When you're connected spiritually, there's always the power and authority of Christ that will protect you. John 10:10, Jesus says this. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. The old English would say, my purpose It's give them life more abundantly. Life in all its fullness. Life, real life, real living. When you have real life and real living, you have real pain. You have real brokenness. Come on, folks, get real with me. You have a real life out there to live, and it ain't easy. You know, Faye and I talk, that's my wife, but Faye and I talk, and I remember years ago I made a statement because I was, sometimes I can be controversial. I know you all haven't seen that, but sometimes I can. And I remember saying to Faye, you know, Faye, there's people out there that don't like me. And she looked at me, as wives do, and said, Larry, there are probably more out there that don't like you than do. And I thought, all right, what a pep talk. Look at you. That's a fact. Did you know that? That's a fact. You see, I know of one person who doesn't just like me, he loves me. And he said, I love you like you are, Larry. And that takes some loving, Brother Randy. That takes some God love to love me just like I am, just as I am, without one plea. My Lord, He died for me just as I am. He said, I love you, Larry, and I will always be with you. The greatest fear I have in our generation is a fear that I've had for many years now. My fear has been that God will shut the mouth of the preachers who proclaim His truth. When God says that's enough, do you really believe, preacher, that that can happen? I know it will happen. There'll be a time, Scripture says, that they will seek a word from God, but they will not hear it. That time hasn't come yet. But for some reason, for many years now, it has just been a part of my ministry of thinking, what happens? Oh, there'll be plenty of preachers. I'm talking about those who preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not good stories, not great speakers. Preach and teach the gospel of Jesus. Because I want you to know something. When God dwells with man and He says, I will not strive with the heart of man forever. When God says it's finished, folks, it's finished. I've listened to people tell me over the years of, oh, you know, preacher, I'll get right with God just before I die. Really? That's some insight, isn't it? I'm going to know when I'm going to die. So I'm going to, right here, I'm going to accept Christ, and then I'll die right here. Does that happen? Yeah, it actually does. Deathbed salvation? Oh, absolutely, I believe it. But I've also watched as men lay dying, cursing God. Cursing God, getting ready to cross over. You don't even want to be in a room with that, folks. But God says, I will rescue you from your meaningless life. A lot of people live a life that is meaningless and they don't recognize that it's meaningless. What are you working towards? Bigger and better or deeper and more lovable? Reaching to the heart of those around you. Touching spiritually what no one can touch physically. That spirit that is in you is a special spirit. It's a spirit given to you by Almighty God. He knew you before time began. And Jesus said, I love you. And then what gets in our way? Life? Ah, what a bummer. Until one day, wherever it is, it hits you. I want to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of my life. And when it hits you, it moves you, don't it, Mark? It does. It moves you. And when you step forward for Jesus, why are you worried about that world? You step forward for Jesus, you got the whole army of heaven before you. But the main one, Jesus says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Pay attention to the last one. He cares enough to relate to me. That's how much he cares. He gets personal. Yeah, how in the world are these gods made out of metal and stone and wood? How do you get personal with that? I mean, I like my truck, but if that dude ends up in a wreck, I hope it's crumpled and I'm not. You got what I mean? You don't worship that stuff. Romans 5:11. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us, listen to it, friends of God. I remember when I was studying and first learned about Abraham was recognized as a friend of God. I thought, that's awesome. A friend of God. And then God calls me to preach and I learned a lot more about friendship with God. And I learned our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. You know how it is for name droppers? That drives some people crazy. Don't drop those big names before me. Well, I'll tell you what. And I tell kids, young people all the time, you got a problem, you tell God on them. Don't you get out there and do something stupid trying to take care of a situation. You tell God on the situation. You tell God on the thing. You tell God on the person. But don't do this, Lord. I can serve you a lot better if you'd zap that one completely out of my life. No, he's not going to do that. That's the wrong request. He said, I'll answer any request you have in Jesus' name, in my name. Meaning if Jesus wouldn't ask it, don't you ask it. You got that? When you ask in the name of Christ, you make sure it's what he would do. And I guarantee you, you already have it. And you might as well forget the Cadillac or Mercedes or Lamborghini. I don't find in Scripture anywhere where Jesus drove one. Settle for the donkey. You settle for the truth of God in your life. And I guarantee you, it don't get any better than that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name and give you thanks for your word, for your truth, for the life of your Son that you have placed within each one of us who believe. But help us now, Father, to go out and reach others, to stretch our hand forth to the world and invite whosoever will to let them come in. Let your will be our will. Let your peace be the peace that only comes from you within us that we might share with others. For Father, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.